Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Red Dragons faithful. Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, hosted by Bo Machante, that features Coach Perry and the next generation of today's Red Dragons players.
Welcome back to another edition of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance and a help with Primanti Brothers for these gift certificates. It's a fun here. I actually witnessed the game ball going out to Nick Arnett for last week. It was the first time I saw one of the Brandon Miller State Farm balls being presented to a player. And ironically enough, I usually, if I'm at the game or I witness it, I give the Hungry Man Player Award from Primanti's ad, and that also went to Nick Arnott. And we're going to be joined with Antoine Gardner, who's already received the game ball. We'll talk about that with him. We usually don't give you the preview of the player that we're going to speak to, but Antoine's actually in our fine studios with our two coaches. And Coach, you can kind of help us out, Coach Perry, and talk about these two guests before we talk with you.
Yeah. So never hurts when you have an enemy to bring somebody in from that side and infiltrate their network a little bit. Coach Marsico is a Lakeview grad, and we played Lakeview this week, so I know what that feels like. It's a big week when you're facing your alma mater. So I thought it'd be nice to. I actually have a commitment with Trumbull County coaches this evening, so I'm going to be a little bit brief. Coach Marsico is going to take the baton, and then who's going to anchor us in? Antoine's going to be on the podcast today. Another big week for Antoine. I'm sure we'll get to that. Thing is, we're not going to let him fill his shelf up with game balls all his sophomore year. So he's going to have to top himself each time to earn that. Not that he can't win it more than once, but his teammates did well too. So nice to have Antoine on the podcast.
And I feel bad, Antoine, you know, when I watch you play and see, and not only we get caught up in the statistics on the offensive side of the ball, but I got number 4 jumpers down. I mean, I thought the end of the game, the pass breakup was a great play. I mean, you're happy. You also had the fumble recovery. So I kind of like Bill Belichick. He's had 3 Coach of the Year awards, I think 03, 10, and I think 10. But we could probably argue that Bill Belichick deserves coaches. So we know that you're valid.
No, Bill. Ask him how many loafs he had.
Uh-oh. You're not getting lazy on me, are you?
I do. No. It's false America denial.
No,
he had 2 loaves. So Nicky had none, and that was kind of we were debating back and forth between the two. We're going to go to a guy that didn't have any loaves. In Antoine's defense, he plays a lot of plays. But I think Nicky plays as many, if not more. So that was a tiebreaker.
I I'm a big hustle guy. So I definitely, if that's the case, then, and it's funny talking about I was watching the game ball being presented to Nick, and I looked in there and I saw the checklist for loafs. And at first I thought it said no spitting on the field because my eyes are bad and I was standing far away. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Well, if you're a loafer, I'm like, no, you have to sprint on the field. But nonetheless, so, Coach, you guys are 2-1. You head to Lakeview 0-3. Big win over the Golden Bears this past week, 40-14. What was it like, just the atmosphere, being home, a nice big win? The first week you guys didn't get any points on the board, but this week the offense, the defense, everything was kind of in sync.
You know, we challenged our kids. We wanted to come out hot. You know, you're playing a team that's 0-2. You know, you don't want to give them life. And I think that message was heard as loud and clear as ever. I think we started our first 2 drives on their 6-yard line. Got a little sloppy after that, which kind of can happen when you take your foot off the gas when you get that big lead. But then, you know, second half, we said, all right, now second half, we're going to challenge you guys to come out hot. First play, we had the ball. I think Juan went to the house. So how many yards is that? You the baddest sloppy thing, Coach. The eyes don't lie, right? Antoine took it, maybe 65, 70 yards?
Yeah.
The second half. Yeah. So anytime you do that, and really, you know, where I applaud that is we really double-check our blocking at halftime and the coaches diagram it out. So the fixes we did, that tells me when you break a long run on the first play of the second half, those coaching adjustments really did a nice job there. So hats off to Coach Connell and Coach Kemp and the rest of our coaches for, getting Antoine to the crib.
Nice. And for
Antoine, how am I doing? I'm, like, using some street lingo here. I got crib, the house. Getting better, right? You got to admit.
I thought 54, is that Liebert?
Brad Isabel.
Brad Isabel, I think Liebert's 56. Yeah. Liebert's 56. I thought he had some good hustle, tackle. think it's a tackle for a loss on the QB escape. But again, a good hustle, 54. I have Rosar throw a few nice passes. I know he had the INTs. And then I always write down number five. I love seeing five. I love seeing Arnett. And who's my other guy down there? I think that all three of those guys got their INTs. So I kind of like to call them my triplets because they're just active back there, and they're
Bash Brothers.
They're Bash Brothers. I want to be part of the an extension of the program, so we know as much as we can. That's why we're doing these podcasts. So the Bash Brothers are doing their things, and I took notice of it. 79. I thought he did some nice things, and
Snaps were better this week.
Good.
And then
we got Antoine, and we'll get to you, and with so much to talk about. And again, yeah, Nate Coots, I got another idea. Just these guys.
He's got an INT. I think he had a block punt.
Yeah.
So those are the things we're looking for. Those are game changers, and we need to obviously continue that this week with what I would say is really improved Lakeview team last week. They lost in overtime. We really look like a different team from week one, so I think their coaches are dialing in what they do well. And we got to be really prepared to come in this week.
And anything that either they do that you, I mean, players that these Niles faithful when they travel out to Cortland should look for?
Yeah, I don't go names because it just gets too confusing. But number six for Lakeview is the kid to keep an eye on. Number four is a nice receiver. And, I really thought, like I said, that overall as a team, I thought they've gotten better on both sides of the ball. I think that they've learned they're going to air it out more than maybe they wanted to at the beginning of the year. So we got to be prepared to make sure we know where we are and what coverage we're in and all that good stuff. So unique challenge this week. It's conference play.
I was just about to ask you that.
Yeah, Northeast State, and we want to compete for a league title, and it starts right now.
And coach, before we let you go, because we know you have that coaches meeting to head to, I'm curious. 3 weeks in, and again, you could win the Northeast State and still probably have that last game and end in a victory, and you probably have concerns. But 3 weeks into the season, I mean, you don't have to name what you think you might need to work on or what you already know you're already perfecting, but how comfortable do you feel with this team and where you're headed?
Well, in areas we feel good. I mean, in other areas,
that's probably any case.
You just don't sleep with the coach for 10 weeks because of that. But if I were to say to the two gentlemen here, I'll start with Antoine. Antoine, what's the biggest concern we have as a football team?
Tackling. We have to wrap up and get them to the ground.
32 missed tackles, though. Plain and simple is so far from where you want to be in the single digits for missed tackles. There's an adage that says every missed tackle is a point given up. Okay. And again, when you're playing a team that turns it over, that'll negate some of that. But if you go back historically, every tackle you miss, you're giving up a point. So, if we play a team that executes a little better than East, we can expect with that effort to give up 32 points. It held true with the Lions last week with the amount of missed tackles, but they had two touchdowns called back. So that's just a stat. I don't know NFL-wise if you've ever heard that. I heard it a long time ago. I've tracked it for years, and it's pretty darn true. So we got to get that number way, way down. We really went after it on defense this week, and we went live tackling, which is a change for us, and hopefully we start to see that change.
Yeah, and real quick, I'm curious because I think the NFL, we know how they used to have, two-a-days, and, back in the day, these guys would go at it, the dog days of summer, what we grew up on, probably generations before us. But I think NFL teams on average 7 to 8 hitting practices over training camp, which is kind of bizarre when you add in the preseason. So that lack of tackling, you just mentioned how important it is. Is there any deficiencies in terms of what you're allowed to do?
So you're not allowed to hit fully 2 consecutive days.
There you go.
Okay, and then within that, you're only allowed to, I think it's 20 minutes. We keep our periods under that, so I'm not worried about it, but 20 minutes of full live contact in that counts as a day. You can't go 25, 30 minutes. And it's the right thing to do. Now, this is as a coach, we want to tackle more, but we have to be cognizant of the safety and keeping our kids fresh as a part of that anyway. So we do a lot of tackling drills. We do them without pads. We try everything we can, but every now and then you got to bring guys to the ground. You got to learn how to do it. You got to run into one another. It's sports demand. So coaches do a great job. Coach is actually our pursuit coach. So he's a little frustrated because he's tracking those loafs and that. But he's tracking tackles first. He's done that for years, and nobody can talk to you more about that.
Well, Coach Perry, we appreciate your time. Safe travels off to that meeting, and we will get back to it next week.
All right. There's no more of these parts left. I don't know what happened to these.
I don't know. I'll have to, Chris.
Shout out to Chris. Candy Brothers. Yeah. I mean, they have upped their game. Pretty soon we're going to have everyone on the school plan. $25.
$25. I opened up that thing because I was like, I got it before I hand you the envelope. Let me make sure what's in there so I know what I'm giving you. And I was like, wow, $25. Like, God bless Permanis and Chris and Davis for stepping up. And it's the hometown pride. Everybody, as I always like to say, putting their hand in the pile to kind of help this program. And these young men are doing a job, and you guys are as well. Coach Marsco, let's hand the baton off to you. Lakeview. What's it like being a Lakeview grad and then you go back? That's kind of a curious question.
It's a real unique perspective for me. I know being a Lakeview kid, they relish the opportunity of being the underdog. That's something I've been harping on this week. They're not going to play any different because they're 0-3. They'd prefer to be the underdog. So. But no, going back, there are a lot of familiar faces still. You know, it's a little bit smaller town than Niles. It's a pretty cool place to grow up in hindsight, but I know they're looking forward to this. I know a lot of coaches on the staff, and they think they're going to come get us. So we got to be ready to buckle up and go out there and have that.
Definitely. And talking about this past week, Coach was talking about the low. So you're the guy?
I'm the guy.
Down the
bad sheriff, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm the bad guy.
How frustrated do you see when you see the low?
Oh, I had to.
I hate lazy. I hate low. I mean,
the worst.
It is.
So we put up what a loaf is in the front of the locker room. This past week, I had to take 3 breaks. Threw the chair in. I was having a tough time. Antoine will tell you. I sent him a text in the middle of the chart below. I was disgusted. I had to take a break. So it's something we're working on. But, you know, high school kids have a lot of stuff going on. Having some experience in college, it's a little bit of a different attitude that they take the field with. But that's something we're trying to breed here and prosper as we go throughout the season.
Definitely, and again, I saw that sign, no spitting, but no sprinting, no sprint on the field, so keep that going. So when you looked at this team, let's ask you this, bigger loaf on the offensive or defensive side of when these kids are playing?
Defensive side. I think it's the nature of the beat.
Is that missed tackles, or is that just?
It could be turning down a hit. So, okay. For example, that play before the half, where I don't know how, but we let them score. And then we had 4 dudes around the ball inside the 10, and we didn't lay a finger on them. So there are 4 loafs right there for turning down a hit. So any number of ways. But, you know, on defense, and Antoine will tell you, he's on one side of the field. If the action goes the other side, it's a little bit on him to get over there, especially with the amount of snaps they played. So you got to take that into consideration. But I'd say on defense for sure.
Definitely. And Coach was joking around when he said you were going to join us tonight, and he says you've had your fair share of interviews and being able to. He said the head coaching is something that maybe possibly on your horizon. I'm sure every coach, that's the goal. But, I mean, how happy are you to kind of know that is on the horizon?
It's very exciting. It's a lot to kind of, you know, keep your head. I mean, we have a great staff around us, and that's one thing that every day I walk in here, it's you get to be around great players, great kids, but the staff that Coach Perry's assembled, it's definitely, I don't take it for granted. You know, you get Larry Kemp and, Ryan Barrett had a lot of good experience coming from Boardman. He's a Niles guy. Dom Catrone's been a great addition, a little different perspective from the D-line. So I feel so blessed getting to come in here and work with those guys. Having a few interviews, that's a little bit of a different experience. It was good to go through a little bit, but I couldn't be any happier where I'm at. Everything works out how it's supposed to. I'll get my shot when it's time, but I couldn't be more happy that I'm a Red Dragon.
Excellent stuff. And once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons podcast. Powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, and we always get that beautiful bonus by Permanente Brothers with the Hungry Man Player of the Game gift certificates and a great great atmosphere of the hometown pride that the community represents. Coach Marsco, I'm curious, we've talked about the lows, but kind of we always like to be a positive show. Who are the kids that pop off the tape when you're watching it and you're saying, man, this kid really busted his tail?
Noah Durr, without question, is one of my favorite guys to watch on film. He never takes a play off. He's maximum effort, maximum amount of time. He jumps off the page to me. Antoine, I'm fortunate enough to coach. I couldn't be any more proud of him. He and Nate Coots really do a nice job. You know, Nicky Arnott, we've got a lot of guys in the back. And we got a lot of guys up front, too. I mean, Matt Keeley, he's got a D1 body on him. He flashes here and there. We preach consistency to him. We're really coming along in terms of our pursuit. From where we were at the end of last year to the beginning of this year, we've come a long way in terms of, you know, do your job. That's what I always tell the guys, just do your job, do it to 100%, and you'll like the results. So.
And that is the case. And I think Matt Keeley had a sack this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Two sacks in three games. We're getting there.
Hey, that's what you want to see in the intensity. And I love this. I love Matt's intensity in week one. I mean, he was really trying to get this Bo Bryant Stadium going. I mean, it seemed almost every play he was getting his hands up and trying to get the crowd involved so they could possibly win that game. But unfortunately, the 6-0 loss to Howland. Going back to Lakeview, and then we'll get to Antoine here. Any, you know, who scorches you the most when you get back there? I mean, who heckles you? Jokingly,
right? Yeah. So my buddy Chris Romano, we call him Cheese. He's on the staff of Coach Bellino over there. He's been jawing with me all week. He's like, hey, I heard Gardner didn't turn in his math homework. Hey, I heard Arnott was parking in the legal parking spot. So he's been razzing me all week. They know what they're looking at on film and what challenges in front of them. But probably my buddy I've played with, he gives it to me the most. But he also knows how much, you know, we put into it and care about it. So it's real positive banter back and forth. I can't wait to get them, though. I'm ready.
Definitely. Coach Marsco, I'm fun. This is our first assistant coach that we've had on the program. It might be a nice addition to kind of do something. I mean, because we want to, you know, kind of spread the love and let everybody know who's out there and has, you know, a part in this. But, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
And as always, we're going to end the show with a featured Niles McKinley Red Dragon. And I think anyone who follows the program knows number 4 and Antoine Gardner had a terrific game, 19 carries, 235 yards. Over a first down, a carry, 12.4 yards carry. He had usually leads the team in tackles. He also had the fumble recovery. Terrific pass breakup near the end of the game. Antoine, you've had a great career so far. What's it like? And you got so much football ahead of you.
It's just fun. I mean, I just go out there and play my game and just do what I did.
And I'm curious now, out of all the colleges, if I could go play college football, I would not – the only school that I would not accept a scholarship to is Texas. How would you?
I think somebody told you something.
I think somebody might have told me something.
I think somebody.
No, but I'm joking with you. So with that said, you love the Texas Longhorns. Fair enough?
Yes.
So where did that love come from?
Just, like, ever since I was growing up, I just always loved the Texas Longhorns, like – Ricky Williams,
yeah, Cedric Benson, Ricky Williams.
Yeah, I've always loved him. I don't know what it was.
And the person that told me that you love Texas also told me that you got to be one of the finest young men that they've come across. You have a personality and to match what you do on the field, and I think that's apparent here. So I always ask this, when everyone usually knows the thing. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you always the running back? Was Antoine Gardner always the kid with the ball in his hand?
Yeah, I was. Ever since my first year, I was the running back.
And doing the magical thing.
Yep, just doing what I do best.
Yeah. What's the highest game in touchdown total? What game have you had the most touchdowns? It has to be 7+. Porter Pee Wee?
Oh,
I mean, all time. You've had to used to have a 7 or 8.
Probably like my middle team year. I think they had 6.
There you go.
Yeah, they had 6.
So, I mean, so the skills level, and I think everyone, I mean, as a parent, would love watching the ball. And it's some of the plays, and I think, I know I wrote it down, you had one of the runs this week, and I know you had a run against East. I think it might have been a 1-yard gain, but you had about 4 guys on your back. You made a spin move, and you picked up a yard, you know. And I think that, you know, we all get caught up in the big yards and when you burst out upfield. But, you know, what do you love about your game? Because you could do so many different things with the football.
I love my legs moving. I do not like going down at all. I just like pushing the pile. It needs to be positive yards every play for me.
I love that you said that because and anyone out there listening, I'm not comparing Antoine Gardner to Sweetness, Walter Payton, but Walter Payton always said that he always looked like tacklers. He hated needles, and tacklers were needles. And I was watching the game last week, and a few of those plays, I thought, this kid just hates going down on first contact. Just fair enough?
Yeah. I mean, my uncle, my dad, everyone really tells me, is like, you could not let one person tackle you. It just, ever since I was like little league, I was just, don't go off one hit. Just, you've got to keep going.
And this program, you guys are 2-1. You're headed to Lakeview. What's the vibe of this team right now?
We're getting there. I mean, there's still a lot of things we all have to work on, but yeah, everyone's hype. Everyone's excited to play Lakeview and just keep moving towards the season, play them teams and win.
Yeah, and then you got Poland on the horizon after that, but you got to take care of
Lakeview.
You got to take care of Lakeview and get the 3-1. 3-1. This sounds nice. 3-1. If you can guys can make that happen, this is a nice place to be.
Yeah, take it game by game.
Okay. And how about defensively? Now, we talked about, you know, how awesome you are when you're carrying the football, but, man, you get after it on defense. I mean, I think against East, I think you were the leading tackler. I know you're always right there in tackles, making big plays, and I mentioned, you know, the pass breakup, but how serious do you take the defense side of ball?
No, I take it serious. Like, every play I'm on the field, like, I think I, like, this is either a game changer or just a game stopper. I have to take it serious because I do not want to lose. But that's my mindset. Like, we're not letting this team score. We're going to get the ball, and we're going to score it again.
Now, so the first week, Owen, a 6-0 game against Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, when you went home that night, how frustrated were you?
I was pretty upset. I feel like that's a team we shouldn't have lost to. I feel like if we would have got them later in the season, we're for sure beating them. And that's coming from me. But, you know, it happens.
It does. And I think after Huffman went down with the hit and Rosar came in and then you had that big play. I mean, were you pretty peed off there? Were you said, hey, I'm going to break a big run after?
Oh, yeah. Like, after that same exact play, I was like, they just hurt Huffman. We're not about to come over here and let them hurt him. So, I mean, next play, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That big run.
That was the big run. And you've been doing those big runs basically the next two games. You've been, I think, 189 the week before?
Yeah.
189 and 235 this week. You had the hat trick the week before. So, I mean, you're definitely tearing it up. I don't want to take too much of your time up. I don't know if you ever listen to the show, but we always call it 3 and out. There's just a few off-the-wall fun questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yep.
All right. Is Antoine Gardner a better dancer or a better singer?
Dancer, for sure.
Yeah? Best dancer on the team?
Oh, yeah. Best dancer on the team. I'm always the one dancing.
Okay. Song of choice.
I mean, I kind of like Michael Jackson. Anything, yeah. Michael Jackson, I can get down to.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was actually, I was in Pitt, or I covered the Pitt Panthers Saturday, and my wife went with me, and she went down. I met her at a restaurant after the game, and while I was walking from the stadium to the restaurant, Human Nature was on. I could hear it. So when we got in the car, I said, hey, Spotify, play Human Nature, and she said, that's a good song. So I heard it walking. I said, it just sounded good. So I like your taste. How about this one? And just because you're so potent at that running back position, I'm curious, who's that guy that you kind of emulate that's at the next level?
Alvin Kamara, 100%.
All right. Pound for pound, pretty tough.
Yeah.
Pretty tough guy. And he's, I mean, you talk about explosive.
Balance, explosiveness, everything you can ask for.
Yeah. You're like a Miles McKinley baby, Alvin Kamara. Right?
Yep.
It's a good thing to be. And then the final one could be anybody in your family. Who's the best cook in your family? And after a big win, what would you want that person to present to you as a celebratory meal?
I'm going to go with my kind of tough one between my mom and dad, but I'm going to have to say my dad because them steaks he cooks are amazing. Like, I can eat those for days.
Nice. And just knows how to season and cook it just right.
Everything.
You know what's curious is dads are 3-0 so far on the podcast as best cooks in the family.
Are they?
Yeah, the two other guys. We had Nikki Arnott, and then we had Isabella, and then we had you, and they also the dads. So moms, you guys are being shut out here in the podcast. I don't know what's going on, but the dads are taking the reins of the cooking part of it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, hey, Antoine, we appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck to you and the team and continued success. And hopefully, if this thing goes as planned, maybe they might be an SEC team by the time you get to Texas and not a Big 12 team, but you'll be wearing those Longhorn gear.
Hopefully. That's the goal.
I love it, man. Well, as always, big shout out to Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance for that game ball and the love and support that he brings to the program.
And for Manny Brothers, for those Hungry Man gift certificates, very, very nice gesture. And there's a lot for these kids to play for besides just the pride of winning and being an Niles McKinley Red Dragons. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast.
This has been a C2P exclusive.